This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
So let me hit you with something that's going to piss some of you off, and this is exactly why you need to hear it. You said it before. My guys suck. My team doesn't care. There's no culture here. And here's the part that you're not going to like. Those same shitty employees you're complaining about, they could walk into another shop and become A players. Same skill set, same personality, same human being, different leader. So what changed? It wasn't them. It was the environment. It was the expectations. It was the leadership. So if your shop has no culture, if your team is underperforming, if accountability is non-existent, then we need to have a real conversation because it's not your crew, it's you. So today I'm breaking down a powerful leadership reality using a story between Toyota and GM that's going to illustrate what's happening in your shop right now. We're going to talk about why the same people perform differently under different leadership, how you're unknowingly creating the exact culture you complain about, and what it actually takes to fix it, starting with you. So let me give you a little bit of background and context. You can find this story on the internet, Instagram, and around. And this is where the idea for this episode came from. So in the 1980s, Toyota wanted to enter the US market and they wanted to start a company. And so they asked all the manufacturers, and I think GM was it maybe the only one that said, yes, let's partner up and see what we can do to manufacture cars in the United States. Toyota wanted to see if they could do that. Some genius at GM said, let's give them the worst plant that we have. So this was a plant, it was in Northern California, underperforming, poor quality, low morale, bad culture. I mean, any of that sound familiar? The bars were literally full at 7:30 a.m., people getting ready for work by drinking at the bar. And then sometimes GM couldn't even start the assembly line in the mornings because they didn't have enough people to start the shift. We have Toyota, they step in, they send several of the workers to Japan. And the story goes, people loved the system. They left crying because they felt a purpose. They felt a reason. They felt that they were empowered to do something. Empowerment is a powerful vehicle, right? If you were working at a GM plant in the 70s or 80s, the GM's plan was stand at a line and turn a screw all day. Same screw, same five screws, whatever. And if you dig deeper into the Toyota story, every worker's position has a cord where you can pull and stop the assembly line if you spot an issue. Like they would rather stop the assembly line, fix the issue, and go on instead of having 40 issues or whatever to resolve later. That goes into a lot of it. Like if you want to learn more about it, you can dig around on the internet. But really, at the time, Toyota took a 40-hour build time that GM had, and sometimes not even being able to start the assembly line, and cut it down to like a 20-hour build time. This is the same building, same workers, same equipment. They went in, they painted lines, they hung the cords, and that's what GM went in. And they're like, oh, well, if we just paint some lines and do some cords, then it'll fix it in ours. And they found that that wasn't the case, right? But the point is they didn't bring in a whole new workforce. They kept the same people. And again, what happened? Production improves, quality skyrockets, culture shifts, performance changes. Same crew, different leadership system. This should hit you in the head like a brick, because what Toyota proved wasn't that their workers were better. They proved that leadership systems and expectations drive behavior. And now I want you to bring that into your shop. You've got techs you say are lazy, advisors you say can't sell, a team you say just doesn't care. But what if they're just operating inside the system that you built or that you allowed to continue? I'm going to say some harsh words that I don't usually say. I mean, I say them in my head a lot, but really your shitty crew's a mirror of yourself. Let's call it what it is. If your shop has low productivity, poor communication, weak accountability, inconsistent average repair order, techs dragging their feet, that's not random. That's not bad luck. That's a reflection. Your crew is a mirror of your leadership. You tolerate late arrivals, guess what? You're going to get more of them. You avoid hard conversations, your standards collapse. You don't track numbers, performance becomes optional. And then you sit back and say, I just can't find good people. No, you haven't built an environment where people, where good people can win. Here's the truth that most owners don't want to hear. A players don't stay in B-level environments. They leave. And what's left behind? Exactly what you're complaining about. You say, we don't have a culture here. That's false. You absolutely just have a culture. It might just suck. Like, your culture probably sucks. Like, right? Like, culture's not Pizza Fridays. Culture's not a mission statement on the wall. And culture's not we're like family talk. Culture is what gets tolerated. Culture is what gets measured. Culture is what gets reinforced daily. If your techs are producing 20, 25 hours in a 40-hour week, that's not a technician problem. That's a capacity and leadership problem. If your average repair order is stuck at 350, 450, that's not a customer problem. That's a process problem in your service advisor workflow. If your gross profit's under 50%, that's not the market. That's your pricing discipline and management. You don't have a people problem. You have a leadership ceiling, and your shop will never outperform it. So if we think about why they'll perform somewhere else, you know, here's the part that stings. The same tech you're ready to fire, he goes down the street. Suddenly, they're hitting 50 plus hours. Suddenly, they're engaged. Suddenly, they're accountable. Why? Because expectations are clear. Systems are tight. Leadership is present. Performance is tracked daily. They didn't magically become better. They just finally walked into a shop where winning was the standard. And here's the kicker. Your best people already know this. They feel it. They see the gaps, and they're either quietly disengaging or actively planning their exit. All right. I'm going to stop for a minute and tie this into something a lot of you are getting wrong: marketing. Because I hear this all the time. I need more cars. I need better customers. No, you need a better system to handle the cars you already have. That's where Shop Marketing Pros comes in. These guys don't just throw ads at your business and hope something sticks. They build long-term brand positioning, high converting websites, SEO strategies that actually bring in the right customers. And here's the key. If your internal operation is broken, marketing just pours fuel on the fire. More cars into a bad process equals more chaos. So if you're serious about growth, not just survival, you need both strong operations and a proactive marketing strategy. That's why I trust Shop Marketing Pros. If we think about what the real problem is and how to fix it, right? We're trying to fix you. You are the problem. So what do you do? First, you got to own it. Not partially, not half-ass, fully. You need to stop blaming the technician shortage. My God, if I hear that term one more time, I'm going to choke somebody. Stop blaming the younger generation. Stop blaming the economy. Because none of that explains why other shops are winning with similar people. Second, you have to build structure. You need clear production targets, daily tracking, defined advisor processes, non-negotiable standards. The standard is the standard. Third, have the conversations you've been avoiding. You cannot lead from a place of comfort. You have to make it uncomfortable. You cannot build a high-performance shop while protecting feelings over results. Fourth, raise the bar. And understand this, some people will not rise to it. And that's okay, because holding on to the wrong people is what's keeping you stuck. If we're talking about weekly implementation steps and how to do this and move this forward, this week I need you to do this. I need you to pull your numbers, whatever your KPIs are. Maybe it's tech hours produced. Maybe it's average repair order. Maybe it's gross profit percentage. I need you to identify one tolerance. What are you letting something slide? Where are you letting something slide? And I need you to have one hard conversation. I need you to go into it and have a clear expectation and clear consequence, but you need to have the hard conversations. The more hard conversations you have, the easier it'll get. All right. I also need you to define one non-negotiable standard and enforce it immediately. Like, what are you willing to hold people accountable to today to start this process? And then I need you to audit your processes. Where is performance optional? Okay. Because you can't make it optional. Here's the truth. You can keep blaming your crew, or you can become the leader your shop actually needs. Because the moment you fix leadership, everything changes. Not overnight, but inevitably. So I need you to ask yourself, are you building a shop where people win, or one where they're simply surviving? If this episode hit you, good. That's the point. This industry doesn't need more comfortable shop owners. It needs stronger leaders. I need you to make the change, do the work, raise the standard. And if you're serious about leveling up, make sure you're plugged into the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. I need you to download the app and get connected at ARPN.app. There's too much value in this industry to try and do it alone. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the work you're doing. If this helped you, share it with another shop owner who needs to hear it. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Let's keep pushing this industry forward. I need you to remember, rise and grind and do something remarkable today. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want expert advice on running your shop? Well, Chris is listening. Check the show notes for his email and send him your topics.